This goes to Richelle, R-I-C-H-E-L-E, Macht, M like Mary, A-C-H-T, F like Frank, N like November, P like Practice. Fax 989-463-1534 regarding Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Drake, D like David, R-A-K-E. Date of birth, April 15th of 1964. Dear Miss Macht, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Drake with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, hypertension, and edema of the lower extremities. Her last visit was August 11th of 2025. She recently was on a cruise and also had a long drive from Michigan to Florida on the way down and on the way back. She noticed worsening edema of the lower extremities that actually started about a week before the cruise, and it got worse. Actually, the tops of her feet were quite puffy almost the whole time she was on the cruise. Interestingly, her weight is down 6 pounds or 10 pounds in the last 6 months, even though she's got more edema. So she may actually have lower body weight and some fluid weight that we're measuring today. She still is taking Carafate twice a day for a gastroesophageal reflux disease. We are going to ask her to stop that because she did have a mildly elevated aluminum level, and the patient will be stopping that. She can continue the Dexilant, possibly add Pepcid if needed, but she should stay off the Carafate, and we will measure another aluminum level to check and see where she's at. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no dyspnea, cough, no orthopnea or PND, no chest pain or palpitations, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications. I want to highlight the Carafate, 1 gram twice a day. We've asked her to stop this. She's on amlodipine, 5 milligram daily. That does also cause edema sometimes. So that may be part of the problem. Trintellix is 20 milligram daily. Requip is 4 milligram daily. Dexilant is 30 milligram daily. Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. And metoprolol, 100 milligram daily. Lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide was 12.5 twice a day. Potassium chloride, 20 mil equivalent twice a day. And she does have some Lasix 40 milligram tablet daily. She's used that in the past at Dr. Kropostman's recommendation for increased edema of the lower extremities. She takes 40 milligram daily for 3 days with an extra potassium tablet and then stops, and also limits her fluid intake to 56 to 64 ounces in 24 hours, and she follows a strict low-salt diet also. Physical exam, weight 159 pounds, pulse is 83, blood pressure is 112 over 80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft and non-tender without ascites. And she does have 2 to 3 plus edema of the feet and ankles bilaterally, about halfway up the calves. And labs, most recent lab studies were done October 30th, 2025. Creatinine was 1.23. Estimated GFR was 50. Her sodium was 134, previous level 136, the previous level was 134. Potassium was 3.4, carbon dioxide 28. Albumin was down to 3.3 from 3.7. Alkaline phosphatase 127. ALT is 38, AST 35. and glucose was 86. The last hemoglobin was done 825 of 25. That was 12.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. And our aluminum level was done 828 of 25, just above normal. It should be less than 7, and it was 8. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, but we will continue to monitor labs every 1 to 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently well controlled. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. She did have a repeat kidney ultrasound done August 26th of 25, comparing to the previous ultrasound of 130/24. Right kidney small at 9.4 centimeters with multiple renal cysts that appear to be simple. Left kidney was even smaller at 8.8 centimeters, multiple cysts. Urinary bladder only had 39 cc's in it, very poorly filled, but appeared normal, with normal wall thickness. And last is new diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis, and she's being followed by rheumatology in Ann Arbor. She also will be having a right thumb replacement soon through Ann Arbor. And the patient's going to have labs done today to recheck protein levels because of the increased edema that she's been experiencing since just before her recent cruise. We are also going to check a protein to creatinine ratio and urinalysis, and we'll repeat that aluminum level. She will stop the carafate currently, and she can continue Dexilant. And if she has any more reflux symptoms or abdominal pain, epigastric pain, we could always add Pepcid if needed, 40 milligram in the evening and take the Dexilant in the morning, something like that. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.